Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Kalen Patterson. We have real talk going on right now, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And this is a guy that's, well, one thing that we always talk about, and it just always comes up, and that's because he's always beating us, my gym at the Chi-Town Showdown for the team trophy. And if anybody's been to the Chi-Town Showdown, they know it's a local show to where I live, but it's also one of the bigger shows because basically it became one of the what we call the name brand shows, where you basically get a name if you win the overall. You know, Chris just got his, Chris Wells did good. A lot of Leafs guys have done good. But it's just, you know, certain things that we joke about each other. It's nothing in conflict. It's all in love and fun. But it's still something that he's got the upper hand on. It's 2-0. He's also got a lot of other things that he's been doing, you know, besides the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem, which is basically blowing up right in front of our eyes, especially being the first year. I'm going to introduce him. We've already spoken to him before. Anybody familiar with the show is already familiar with him as well. But I'm sure as a coach, they've heard about him in social media. We're actually speaking to Leif again. Leif, how you doing?
Not too bad, Kalen. How are you doing, brother?
You know, all things considered, I'm doing well.
That's good. That's good. I'll tell you what, when you posted that, you and I were going to be on the show today, the Team Classic Physique crew they hit me up. Numerous of our athletes and coaches hit us up, and they told me that I have to remind you, next time we see you, you got to bring those donuts. So that 2014 TCP victory at Joe and Heather Perez's showdown, 2015 victory, and we've yet to be fed. So I'm telling you, we're hungry. Until we get fed, until we get those donuts, we're going to keep bringing the heat. So I'm telling you, man. Anthony Pignano, Robbie Quinn, the whole crew, they're hungry. They're hungry, brother.
All right. You know, you guys have come down to the gym, and you've basically been good guests and just done wonderful things. Matchek has basically has them wanting you guys to come back too. I mean, they just miss you guys because of the atmosphere you brought. So, you know, I'll be happy to bring those donuts if you win, which is
I think that can be arranged.
we're hungry as well too. Now, there's so much that we have to talk about today, and I mean, you've just got so much on your plate, and then so many new things that you have going on aside from the upcoming show, which is actually next weekend. So, you know, I know that's got to be nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, we got 10 days to the Minnesota Mayhem up here in Duluth, Minnesota. My first time show, so obviously there's a lot of excitement, and I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little bit nervous, but luckily, you know, kind of our motto, you know, the DFAC motto and our Fit Family motto, teamwork makes the dream work. You know, there's just simply no way that, you know, we could put on the event, especially at the caliber that that we've set the bar at, there's no way I can do it by myself. You know, so anytime we talk about, you know, Mayhem's my show, I always want to correct people, it's our show. You know, yourself included, Kalen, there's simply no way that I could do this without the amazing people that are around me.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. That's very humble of you. But, you know, I like to give the credit to where credit's due. You took it on. You made it happen. There's so many people that basically because of, you know, your character and your humble nature and the spirit you bring to anything you do, that, I mean, it's been so many people that have fed into this show. It's really amazing to watch it unfold.
No, absolutely. You know, we have from the very beginning, you know, it was quality over quantity. And, you know, I've seen some of the top-tier natural shows that whether it's NPC or natural, wherever it is, you're almost a victim of your own success, where you have so many competitors. Just in order for the show to function, you have to start treating the athletes like cattle. And, you know, as, you know, an athlete, a coach myself, every single detail, I wanted to make sure that the athletes came first. So one of the first things that I implemented with the Mayhem, I capped the memberships. I capped the entries. You know, we have 150 competitors. That's what I drew the line at. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're 10 weeks out, and we have 150 competitors. So, you know, I couldn't be more blessed. You know, everybody, you know, I followed the whole mantra of, you know, if we build it, they will come. You know, and hopefully the athletes would be there, and they absolutely did.
And that's amazing. And I remember I had told you, I said, you'll make it. I said, because it's just one of those things, you know. And it's a blessing to know you, and I'm sure everybody else feels that way. And there's certain people in this industry, you among them, that people will go out of their way to address what you're asking, because you don't ask for things, you're always giving. And for you to, you know, actually ask for anything, I'm sure all of us were hitting the ground running to make sure this would be a success, because, you know, of what you do, you know, with the industry and how much you promote natural bodybuilding as a whole.
You know, and that was one thing that I really loved seeing. You know, we know that, you know, even among the natural federations, there's so much, you know, and you and I have spoken in depth about it, there's so much animosity and resentment and division among the sport. So that was one of the things that, you know, I've always supported. You know, I'm not just supportive of one federation. You know, I'm supportive of our sport as a whole, and I was really hoping that, you know, that would kind of come back my way. And the people that have came, I don't even say they came out of the woodwork, but the people that showed up, promoters from other organizations to support the show, you know, competitors that, you know, compete in other federations supporting the show. You know, we've had really the best of the best across the country, from coast to coast, really, really, whether it's through guidance, advice, actually sponsorship help, you know, providing for the swag bags. You know, you're all the way down in Chicago. We actually had some of the companies in Chicago. Direct Nutrition is one that really stepped up and helped out with the swag bags. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, together, collectively, as a whole, you know, we made this happen. You know, P4P, they've always been there for me. You know, we talked about the showdown again. I know I'm jumping around here, but, like, 2014, we had five, maybe six competitors come down. This year, I knew that we had to bring the heats. We actually had 22 of our athletes come down. And we, unfortunately, didn't have enough hands backstage to make sure everybody was tanned and glazed. P4P stepped up. You know, we had Diana Meshack backstage helping with our athletes. And it's just that's one of the things that I just love about our sport, just that family feel, that family connection where, you know, it's we may be in different organizations. We may be, you know, competing against each other on stage. But in the end, we are a part of the same family. So that's something I absolutely love that we've really that's really a shining spotlight for the Mayhem is it's about family.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the better things. Speaking of family, you know, congratulations.
Thank you. That's it. So Steph and I, we finally got married last month. So that was definitely it's amazing to be able to share my life with my best friend now. You know, she's, you know, we talk about all the things that I have going on in my life, that we have going on in our life with the shows and with TCP and, you know, being married. You know, she really is what keeps me going. You know, everything that happens with, you know, Team Classic Physique, with the Minnesota Mayhem, all the hype and all the excitement that we have, really none of that would be possible without her in my life. Her and then a lot of prayer, of course, too. You know, I don't think many people know this, but I mean, I work my day job. You know, I work 60-plus hours a week at my day job, and then on the weekends I travel the country going to shows for clients and everything. And there's just – I think it's impossible for one person to do that. You know, so it's Steph that's going with the Mayhem Promotions while I'm at work. While I'm on the road, she's holding the – you know, she's covering my shifts at work. So, you know, it's something that is just – I could not be more blessed to have somebody that actually that kind of builds me up, and you know, together that we can do all the things that we're striving to achieve.
Well, you know, I had Rico's wife, Mary, on the show last night, and she, you know, we were talking about how it's, when you do things right, it might seem easy, but it never is. There's so much involved with what needs to happen. And just the day-to-day, you know, is enough that would bury a lot of people. But because, you know, you have that support and you do have that, you know, that basically that bracing and that foundation, there's a lot of things that can happen that most people wouldn't, you know, expect or even think about.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and it's, you know, especially being, you know, newlyweds, you know, a lot of people, you know, we would love to be able to take a honeymoon right now and stop to smell the roses. And eventually, you know, in the very near future, we are going to be able to do that. But right now, it's been all gas and no break. You know, it's been nonstop action, nonstop work. And like I said, there is simply no way that I could have done this alone. So it's just, it's all, you know, it's keeping the eye on the bigger picture and being a part of the greater good. That not only has to do with our family, you know, our household family, but again, I believe what we're doing is it's to help build our fitness family as well. And speaking of building fitness families, this is something that you and I haven't even talked about, and I don't think many people are kind of aware of this, but there is, just like I put on my Facebook post, there is a future champion that's going to be making a debut next year. And I'm talking a game changer.
Okay.
Game changer, Kalen.
So, I'm very intrigued.
Steph is pregnant.
Oh, wow.
We just found out. So we're going to have a... whether it's a future men's bodybuilding champion or a figure champion, but I don't know. But I'm telling you, I cannot wait. Our first appointment is Monday, but I believe the due date would be sometime in May. So when Steph's rocking at the Diva Classic, that's her show that she's promoting. She'll be 8-9 months pregnant, waddling around. So it'll be, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. So the blessings just keep on coming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just found out. I figured, what better way to break the news to release that than with you, Kalen?
Hey, that's awesome. That is awesome. You almost brought tears to my eyes. Yeah, you did.
Thank you, brother. I couldn't be more ecstatic. It's definitely something that, you know, I've always wanted for, and I always wanted to wait until that special woman came into my life. And you know, and I actually, when we first got married, you know, we had one of the fitness forums. Actually, it was a Team Wilson. You know, it's, you know, Cliff Wilson, good friend of mine. His team, they actually started a prayer group. You know, prayer requests and everything. And when Steph and I first got married, I requested prayer requests for our, you know, because we're trying to build a family. I didn't think God was going to work that quickly, but you know, I'm definitely excited for what's in store here.
I'm really happy for you, man. That's some great news, and I definitely did not expect this. Wow, I mean, my goodness, man, you really brought you brought the hammer this time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow, and I don't know how to segue from that, because that's just beautiful. You know, a new life with people that actually know what to do with new life, because, you know, you're basically parents anyway with the fitness family, you know, and guiding people. And I have to say this, you know, because a lot of people don't understand the passion that comes from passionate people that are doing their passion. You put a lot and you invest a lot of you in what you do. And when people, you know, are asking for that and you give it, I don't think they truly grasp on to what they're really asking and what they're really getting. Because if you give 100% of who you are with no reservations, that's really saying, you know, that person has value, and you know, it's a blessing that you guys can do what you do, and just be there for everybody, because it's not easy, you know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, and from the very beginning, you know, we wanted to be something bigger than ourselves. And in order to do that, we're not in the fitness industry, you know, to make money. We're not in it for business. We don't treat this like a business. I mean, this is our passion. You know, we invest, you know, heart and soul into everything we do in the fitness industry. And like you said, that's one thing that people sometimes don't understand. You know, it's just not a matter of investing our time. We invest ourselves into every individual that we help. And I wouldn't change it for the world, but at times, I mean, it does get draining a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, it's when people are reaching out for help, whether it's just help with their nutrition, their training, if they're trying to reach the stage or even trying to just change their life, we can't turn them away. You know, we always want to be able to help people that are striving for help. And the amount of leaders that have been a result of that is absolutely jaw-dropping. Whether they're keynote speakers, people that we've worked with that were struggling in their own journey, now through their success, they can be that beacon of hope, that beacon of light to help others too, whether it's they're now keynote speakers, motivational speakers, their trainers, their coaches. You know, that's one thing with Team Classic Physique. You know, a lot of people associate, you know, my name with that team. And, I mean, that's not even scratching the surface. You know, we have amazing coaches, Sandy Nelson, Robbie Quinn, amazing athletes, amazing competitors who actually are now going on to coach and to train and to motivate others. You know, we have had a lot of success on the stage with Team Classic Physique. You know, in the last 2 years, don't quote me on the exact number, but I think we won 30 some odd pro cards and a couple, even some big pro title wins. But I'm telling you, Kayla, you know, it's the real victory. You know, the real victories is what TCP has built off the stage.
Yes.
You know, it truly is something special. And, you know, even though you're a competing team, Kaylin, you know, you're still a part of our team. You know, and that's just, you know, it's nice to go. We can go anywhere in the country, and we have, you know, people opening their doors to us, you know, for the gym and the homes, and it's just, you know, breaking bread after the shows with each other. You know, what we have is just, it's something, it's spectacular. And I wish everybody in this industry could experience that. Because a lot of people looking from the outside within, and they see a lot of ugly. They see a lot of ugly in our sport. It's a shame, because I see so much beauty, so much love that comes from within our sport. But oftentimes for many people, it just gets overshadowed by the drama, by the BS, by the hate that's in the sport, which it doesn't need to be here. And it definitely doesn't need that much attention either. So I'm hoping that, you know, iron sharpens iron and the passion is contagious, because I do see our Natty Nation growing.
It's going to grow, and, you know, it reminds me of The Godfather when they said, you know, you got to get that bad blood out of the way and get this stuff addressed, because if you look, it's like a microcosm of what we're dealing with in America, is where you have this underbelly that wasn't addressed, and so it's basically just festers until it has to be addressed. And there's some people that basically are mad, and you know, unfortunately, the anger spilled out in a way it should not have, and it seemed more like an attack on certain individuals when it was basically an attack on policy as well. And I think, you know, some of those things did need to be addressed. You know, we do need to come together. We do need to find one thing. You know, Fred has already challenged me to find a way to bring us together, us, everybody, every organization, every competitor, to be on one page and get one grand stage. And honestly, there is a way, and we'll talk about this, because I'll see you soon. And I'm going to be talking to everybody about this format, because I think it's one that can actually work. Where,
yeah,
you know, go ahead.
No, see, I mean, that's the thing. There's, you know, with the powers that be, you know, there, I have faith. You know, people, a lot of people think the unification of our sport, of natural body, and they think that's a lost cause. And they insist it's a lost cause. It's been tried before. It's been discussed before. There's too much pride, dollars, you know, in the way. But I truly believe that we are at a crossroads right now where it can work. You know, we have a lot of people with a lot of passion that, you know, the boat's been rocked. The thing is, though, the boat needs to be rocked because the people that are on board that need to be, you know, kind of thrown overboard, we're starting to weed through them now. You know, we got to make a little noise.
Yes.
You know, with, you know, Fred, Denny, Vicky, Rich, you know, we have so many people that we're not there yet, but we're moving. I believe we're moving in the right direction. So if it'll ever happen, you know, we don't know. But there's no way. At the end of the day, if it doesn't happen, we can at least say it wasn't because we didn't try. So if we keep putting the passion out there, keep investing, you know, just our heart and soul into everything that we do, and not be afraid. Not personal attacks, but if something needs to be said, it needs to be said for the greater good, you know, because we're not attacking people. We're attacking, like you said, we're attacking the policies in place because evidently, I mean, it's very clear what is, you know, what's going on right now just isn't working.
Yes.
So I think the more we explore these different options and more we work together, you know, I really I have faith that it's going to happen.
Well, you know, there's something that JB and I have talked about. And it's something, because I said, you know, we're so focused on what's not happening, we almost forgot what did happen. And the one thing that I said had to happen when I first came into the business and the industry is that these promoters and these people that were basically screwing over the competitors, you know, You don't get first place unless you sleep with this guy or the head judge. I didn't want that NPC atmosphere.
Yeah.
And a lot of it had filtered down into the natural community. And I said one thing that had to happen for any organization to grow is that those people had to be weeded out. And they're just about gone now. So, you know, we can't sit there and say it can't happen because things like that have happened. And because we were so focused on other things, we basically forgot to enjoy the good things that had happened and that needed to go away. You know, we needed to get rid of that bro science. We needed to get rid of the people that were basically helping the competitors that knew they could win cheat and mm-hmm. get them weeded out. I mean, there were so many things that were happening. And it was like in 1 and 2 years, basically from show to show, you saw where the – quote-unquote coaches that weren't coaches but basically just dealers and masking agent suppliers basically weeded right out. And you know, they were getting exposed, if not by us, but by somebody that could basically tell them on the side or be in their gym and say, look, this has got to end. And it did.
No, you're absolutely right. The whole thing, I mean, for a while there, like you said, you know, natural bodybuilding was, unfortunately, it was all about passing a drug test. You know, that's what kind of defined our sport. And now we have, you know, natural body, in my heart, you know, natural bodybuilding is not about passing a drug test. You know, natural bodybuilding is about, you know, it's just the promotion of the health aspect of the sport, about just, you know, achieving your best. And it's more about just a relationship than, again, just passing a test. So it's great to see, you know, those coaches, those athletes, those powers that be kind of weeded out. And you're right. I mean, we're ready. You know, we're ready for change.
Yes. And we're primed and ready, and we have the right people in the right places where it can actually happen in a way that promotes everyone. And that, you know, I think that's the one thing that was missing is like everybody wanted to be addressed. And, you know, I've learned in debate class and in everything else, not everybody's going to be happy with everything, but everybody can walk away understanding that they got something.
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree.
So, you know, now that we've addressed that, you have a show. Well, you have a show that you're promoting, but there's so many others that have basically engaged in. Is that saying it right?
That's saying it right. That's, and it, for everybody that's listening now, you know, come check. You will not be disappointed. You know, it's one of those things, you know, through the years. I mean, I love our sport. I'm always going to love our sport. The show's kind of lost a little bit of lackluster, you know. So we're, you know, with the mayhem, with the DFAC, you know, with everybody that we have involved with this event, it's going to be a show to remember. You're not going to be disappointed. So I definitely encourage everybody to come check it out.
And what are the new things that you have that I've missed? Because I know you got that Thor's hammer, and that's going to be something.
Yeah. So for the pro winners, we have pro men's bodybuilding and pro figure. You know, we got some custom-made hammers. They got some. They're not novelty hammers. I'm telling you, the pro figure hammer is about 25 pounds of. It was forged from solid crystal, hand engraved, custom made.
Wow.
I mean, it is. I hate to say this because you know I'm all about the athletes, but it's going to break my heart to give these things away. I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous. We have some. Then this is for the pro winners and all the amateur overall winners. We have custom Cordello belts. Steve Cordello stepped up and he took care of our athletes as well. Kind of went all out on the hardware. So there's no little bowling trophies. We've got awesome hardware for everybody that places. You know, another thing, you know, going from show to show each weekend, you know, it kind of breaks my heart to see our pro athletes, our professional athletes that step on stage and heaven forbid if they if there's not five competitors in the class, they get kind of robbed of a paycheck. When I when I came up with the concept of the mayhem, that was one of my non-negotiables. Where you know if I can't get enough pro athletes on stage, that's my fault. You know, there's no reason why an athlete should have to suffer because of that. So we had guaranteed cash payouts. You know, we did end up having an amazing turnout for both pro figure and pro bodybuilding. But you know, we have 10 grand in a guaranteed cash that we're giving away. P4P, the whole P4P family stepped in. It wasn't just P4P, but actually we had some amazing individuals within that family stepped up, and we have $1,000 that we're giving away for best posing presentation to the best male poser and the best female poser. I know P4P is once again setting the standard and you know, thinking big. They're bringing out the money booth. So
yes.
P4P is literally making it rain with cash at the mayhem. So whether you're
right
on stage or even if you're a spectator, you know, this is your opportunity to get paid. So I definitely come, you know, check out that P4P booth too.
Yeah, and just stopping at the booth and purchasing products. I'm thinking, dang, $1,000 for what, spending 30?
Exactly. You get a great product, you know, you meet some great people and you get paid for it.
Right? You get paid back. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. I said, JB, what, you know, almost think he was one of those old vintage car dealership guys. Where
I know.
Like, oh,
oh, no, it's, you know, I love it. You know, we're going to have, you know, at the end of the day, we're not. You know, I wanted excitement, but I mean, in all honesty, I didn't want to turn the show into a circus. You know, at the end of the day, it is a bodybuilding show. That's the pinnacle of what this event is. But it's going to be a performance. We have so much production value, so many amazing people on board. You know, so many prizes and swag for the audience too. You know, when we talk about, you know, you've heard me say, you know, passion over profit quite a few times. I'm telling you, not only myself, but everybody involved in this show, they followed that mantra. They wanted to make sure that everybody was taken care of. You know, when we talk about, you know, when I say we have a ton of stuff to give away, I literally have a ton of stuff. Just as Sivation, we just had their delivery last week. That weighed almost 1,000 pounds.
I believe that's just
1,000 pounds just of Sivation. And we have so many other amazing, you know, our sponsors. They really want to take care of not only the show, but the athletes too. And then again, they're going to be giving away stuff to the audience. You know, just we're keeping it exciting and just kind of, you know, we want to just create some excitement. You know, we want to build a fan base. You know, if we want to call bodybuilding a sport, we got to fill the seats. You know, we got to have a fan base because, you know, bodybuilding has always had like a cult-like following. You know, if there's a show in the Midwest, Kaylin, I know you're going to be there because you're a fan. I'm definitely going to be there because I'm a fan. You know, how we're going to be able to fill a venue of 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, we have to start reaching the other 99% of the demographic. You know, so that's
yes.
really what I want to start doing is create a little bit of entertainment value too. Don't get people in the door. You know, I love our sport. It's an inspirational sport. It changes people's lives. But if nobody is there to see it, we're only reaching such a small niche market.
Well, now, I agree, and this is something that JB had talked about, and a lot of people are misunderstanding the point, and that is the competitor has some onus on this too, you know, because we have to step up and represent ourselves as well as the industry, and that means, you know, certain things that if we're going to call ourselves professionals, then we're going to have to be professional-like and not just on stage, but, you know, when we're addressing other things. Because,
exactly.
Like, you know, you've been down to Missouri.
Yep.
And one thing that I noticed is that the competitors that don't compete still show up. And they're not unrecognizable where they're what they used to call bulking. I just called it fat. But where they're actually stepping in there and being ambassadors to the sport. You know, like Ed Castillo is one of the best ambassadors we have.
Absolutely.
And just watching how he addresses the people, the fans, the families, I said, if we could just bottle that fella and basically market that, because he does it. So, and it's not an act. That's the beauty of what I'm saying. And Andrea does an excellent job, too, with how they just address everyone. And I said, we have to be on point like that at all shows. Because I said, if you look at the IFBB and the NPC, they have name brands every show. They're bringing five or six people that can be, you know, you basically take pictures with or anything you want to do, and they're approachable. We need to be in that same arena.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. You know, and at the end of the day, it's not an act. It's not hype. It's not marketing. It's genuine, and that's what makes it. That's why I love Ed, and I love the entire, you know, Costello family, because their passion for the sport and the way they represent our sport is genuine. It's real.
Yes.
So I completely agree.
And you know, for like you said, for us to be unified, then the competitors have to be unified in how we're going to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, like you said, we have to step up just like everybody else. And it's amazing to me how we can disassociate ourselves and say, well, then the onus has to be on the promoter or the president of the federation. But sooner or later, you know, the spotlight shines on us as well. And if we're stepping on a pro stage and we're not pro caliber looking, then, you know, what's going on? And if we're basically in the venue and nobody knows you won an overall last week because, you know, you've just decided to blow it up, it reflects on us all.
Oh, absolutely. And I know, and there's, you know, and we can branch out with a lot of different, you know, in a lot of different directions with that. But, you know, that's, you know, one of the reasons why I kind of love the, you know, the vision of the DFACT is, you know, we're trying to implement, you know, the structured system where, you know, to make these the victories and the pro cards a little bit more prestigious. And,
yes.
Once you turn pro, you know, you're ready. You know, once you
exactly.
win a show, you're ready. Because I think by, you know, when somebody wins an event, you know, and we can actually start giving them some recognition, and you know, they can, you know, they can now be a recognizable face, a recognizable name, and just a marketable look as well, where they can go to the shows and they can be recognized, and the fans will want to be able to take a picture with them because they're, you know, they're a professional athlete. I mean, that's a very special thing. You're a professional athlete, and there should be some sort of, you know, there's some amount of being able to be recognized because of that, instead of just, you know, somebody who's out of shape or somebody who just kind of doesn't fit that mold.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, it, in order for us to grow, we all have to grow. What I loved about the Natural Legends on the men's side, when they were talking, is there was so much camaraderie, but there was also so much competitive nature. I said, that's what we need. When you talk about growing, you need top names at shows where it's seven or eight guys, where it's not just the top three and you wonder, you know, who's this other guy?
Yeah.
We'd all be more known in the industry, and that comes from promoting ourselves, because I don't, and this is something, but this is personal. This is me. This is not on anyone else. This is just me. I'm not speaking for anyone. I'm not speaking for P4P. I'm not speaking for anyone else. This is just me. I'm going to clarify that again. This is Caitlin Patterson speaking, not speaking for anyone else. If we're going to promote ourselves, why aren't we promoting ourselves? I don't understand why we're taking pictures with the enhanced realm when we're still trying to grow. I don't understand it.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that really is where, you know, I think a lot of people, they, you know, we kind of lose perspective of, you know, what brand are we trying to build? You know, what product are we trying to build? You know, what exactly are we marketing? And it all starts, you know, we need to be able to market ourselves.
Yes.
You know, that's why, you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough because for the 99% of the population, when they think of bodybuilding, you know, as of right now, natural bodybuilding isn't what comes to mind. So the names,
right,
the faces, the athletes, it's the people at the Arnold. It's the people at the IFBB Olympia. You know, and it's, we almost get, you know, because we, you know, we in the natural community, we're fans of the sport as well, and we almost get, you know, kind of, redirected of, you know, being swept up into that. And I think we need to kind of take a step back and realize what exactly are we trying to promote. And if we do that, I mean, that's really where, like you said, I mean, that's where it starts.
It has to, because the thing that I don't understand is marketing. If we are marketing ourselves and we're basically telling everybody to come to this dang show and watch us and support us, and then when it comes time for the show to be over, we can't say, go to the show and support this other person. It baffles me if we're such a family. I mean, do we have that on-off switch so tight that we never remember to basically address that the other competitors? I mean, I can't wait to get to other venues. I really can't, because I'm so happy to see the people from that area and that region.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I feel that way, and I can't say I'm going down there to see this person, this person, this person? Why aren't we promoting our fellow peers of the industry? Because that's marketing in a true sense.
Yeah, no, and that right there, that's the million-dollar question. You know, that's what we need to start asking ourselves as, you know, just as athletes, as fans. You know, that really is the foundation of kind of what needs to be done.
Yes. And, you know, so many hundreds and hundreds of top-notch natural competitors that you and I both know, and we know they're going to bring the hammer, no pun intended,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to bring their best every time they step on stage. And they've got the right coaching to ensure that that happens, and yet we're still the only ones that know. And I'm saying that's got to stop. You know, it's great that it was a niche and people could do what they were doing, but in order for us to be true family, then we got to support each other in a way that's truly supportive. Because, you know, like the Mayhem is just an example of what should be happening for every show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I know that you'll be in KC next week, or I'm sorry, this weekend. You know, I'm driving down to Ohio for Stephanie Foley's show. You know, I'm going down, like, as a fan, I cannot wait. You know, I cannot wait. We have Angela's going to be, I believe, making her women's athletic debut there. You know, mm-hmm. As a fan, I cannot wait to see it. I mean, it's, know, there's no reason why all of these shows shouldn't have, you know, 100-plus competitors and, you know, a sold-out venue. I mean, this is exciting. We have some of the best in the world stepping on these stages,
yes,
yet nobody's there to see it. You know, and it's heartbreaking. It absolutely is, because our sport should be so much more. It should have such, you know, it should have such a huge following, but we're in the dark. We're absolutely in the dark. Whether people don't know about it, or, you know, it's just not enough promotion, and even the fan, we have enough athletes. We know the athletes are there. Like you said, you know, it's, as a fan of the sport, being an athlete, you know, I would want to go and see, you know, see these other shows, to see these athletes compete. You know, it just, I wish we had more people that would, you know, support just everybody.
Yes. But see, now, this is the thing, because like I said, that negativity, because everybody thinks that it's a lot of people hating on each other, but it's a very few that are just angry, and they have a reason to be angry, but it's misdirected where the anger is going.
Yeah.
And if we can address that and get on the same page, because I'm not saying they're yelling for no reason. They are yelling for a reason. It's just misdirected in the wrong area. Because I said, you know, you don't chase the criminal if the town is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the criminal is being part of the town. You fix the town, and then you catch the criminals because they're exposed. You know, we had, there was a show in Indiana where there was a team that had come in because they figured, you know, if enough of us basically run in and override the show, then maybe they won't catch anybody because the drug testing will seem like it's faulty. And that's a dumb. They tried it, and they all got caught. And I said, then it's not the issue of, you know, like you said, whether it's pissing in a cup. The issue is they figured, you know, we got a shot at this because they were used to dealing with the old school promoters where they were just wanting the money. Now the passion is involved, and people are proud of what they're doing. They're proud of natural bodybuilding. They're proud of natural competition. They're proud of being part of the Natural Fit family. That has gone away. Now we can actually address the criminals that everybody's trying to find. But I don't think there's enough out there because they realize, you know, the thing that really tickled me is when the enhanced guys were basically ridiculing the people that were doing natural shows when they weren't natural. And they were ripping them to shreds harder than we ever would.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are at the spot now where all of that can change in a way that will just blow the lid off, because as soon as we get rid of the negative entity, positive entity falls right behind it, because there's just too much love in this industry for it not to happen.
Yeah, no, I you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, and we're ready. It's definitely time.
Yes. We can do this, and I know with the passion that you're bringing, and people to see what a show can be, and what. When everything comes together, it just needs that platform, and people can see reality. Because, like you said, there's a lot of people that are ready to move, but that doubt, because of years and years of adversity, now they can see the reality of people working together all across the board. That changes things. You know, and what's that old saying? Where that lady said, you know, everybody would love to change the world, but it only takes a couple of people to do it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and change is here. You know, we have enough people in place that, you know, change is here. You know, there's been, for years, a lot of talk about it, but now we're finally putting some action in, you know, some action behind the words, and, you know, it's definitely time.
Yes. I mean, your passion, JB's passion, Joe's passion, Chad, Ty, all of you guys are basically putting your foot and making your work match what your thoughts and mouth say. And that, like I said, because there were so many before that were talking the talk, because, you know, they figured that's what everybody wanted to hear. But when it came down to doing, it really didn't happen. Now, that's totally different. Now you got the people in place that are willing to do that and so much more. You know, like you talked about the spring show is already in place because you're ready to move.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's, you know, actually putting some hustle behind the words. With JB and Joel, the entire P4E family, you know, doing their thing, setting the bar, change is difficult sometimes. You know, it's scary for a lot of people. And even, like, you know, what I've personally encountered with the mayhem, with some of the things that we've done, we've implemented, and the positivity that we have, at least up in our area, you know, there are some promoters, coaches, athletes, you know, people in this industry that, for the most part, everybody's been very supportive. But there's a few that just, you know, because times are changing and we're focusing on the positivity and helping our sport grow and putting the athletes first, you know, there's been a little resistance. There's been a little bit of negativity, people trying to derail us. But at the end of the day, like, what we're doing, we're not just talking the talk. We're actually walking the walk, and we're making the changes that need to be made. We do want to revolutionize the sport. We want to change the sport for the better, you know, to keep it alive. And again, with those few select people that share in the passion, they share in the vision, it can be done. It not only can it be done, it is going to be done. So it's, you know, I'm definitely excited with 2016. No, 2015 isn't even over yet. We have a lot planned for this year, but as we roll into next year, I mean, sky's the limit. You know, we are really swinging with the fences here.
And you'll actually reach them.
Amen. Amen.
Just all kinds of people that are ready for this to happen, and, you know, come hell or high water, it will. Because, you know, a dream isn't necessarily a dream. Sometimes it's just a waking moment where you just happen to be out of it, where people don't understand exactly what you see, but you've seen it already. And I remember it was a football game. It was, you know, something as simple as that. And I was playing it, and the guy said, man, we're going to lose. And I was like, no, we're not going to lose. And he's like, how do you know? I said, because I've already lived this moment, and the game's already over. And we're going to win by 10. And he looked at me like I'd lost my mind. This dude's nuts. We're down by 14, and we're going to win by 10. And it was like before halftime, caught a touchdown, scored, and we went into the halftime just as happy as Lark, and we ended up winning by 10. And he said, how did you know? And I was like, it's just one of those things where you don't doubt anymore. You don't fear anymore. You just got to get the work that you know you need to do, and everything else falls in place.
And that applies to every aspect of life, Kalen. You know, it really, really does. And we may not... You know, we may not know the hows and the whys or where, you know, where that faith, where that vision is coming from, but if we do the work, it's going to happen.
Yes. Now, there's all kinds of things that you still got to talk about. No, not really, but I'm just saying. What are we forgetting? Because there's so many things that happened since the last time we spoke.
Let's see. Now, right now, with everything going on, my head's kind of spinning with everything's going on, so I'm sure I'm forgetting quite a few, you know, quite a bit. Let's see. I hate the silence, but nothing's coming up.
No, that's okay, because I wanted to make sure we weren't forgetting anything. Now, you have the DFAC show in Ohio. And that's going to be Pro-Yo, P4P, go, girl.
Heck, yeah.
That's going to be out there. And I'm sure that's going to be, because I've seen some of her videos. She's looking really tight right now. So I can imagine what she, the look that that LaFayne and Patricia and Terry are going to have her on stage looking like. And, you know, that's something else that we need to talk about, you know, with the backing we have now with the trainers, the nutritionists, the people that are in place now can actually bring that pro physique to stage that looks like a pro physique. Because there were some times in the past where, I there was one thing I heard, and it kind of hurt because I couldn't imagine. I've played professional sports overseas, so I say this in the best sense. I never wanted to step on the court to get a check. I wanted to be on the basketball court because I was ready to play basketball, and I wanted to win. And when I would hear people say they were going to, you know, get on stage just to keep their pro card relevant, I thought that was the wrong mindset to be doing. You know, as a competitor, it's almost an insult if that's what's happening. And now that's dying off. You actually have pros stepping on stage. And like I said, when I was there in the Natural Legends, when they were talking, you know, Marshall talking about getting on stage with Martin Daniels and Martin, you know, chiding Rico, and Rico picking on OG, asking Cleveland, you know, that to me, that had me so psyched up. I think I about wore myself out at the gym just so from the motivation that had been spread off of those conversations.
Yeah, to actually have the elite pro caliber physiques on stage, you know, it's something that's absolutely awe inspiring. It's so motivating, you know, and it's just, you know, if you're going to call yourself a professional athlete, you know, the reason your incentive to step on stage should be to be your absolute best, you know, and just like you, it kind of breaks my heart to hear a competitor that, you know, they're going to compete just to maintain their pro status or to keep their pro card.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but if that's your drive to grace the stage, you probably don't, like I said, I mean, this is going to sound kind of harsh, but you probably don't deserve a pro card. If that's your incentive to compete is just to hold on to that precious pro card, if I was a betting man, I'd put money on maybe your physique isn't quite there yet then, you know, if that's your incentive to compete. But, you know, with the amazing coaches that we have, with the amazing talent pool, you know, it's our sport is evolving. I mean, it is growing just by leaps and bounds. And whether it's at the world stage or the, you know, the Natural Olympia stage or the universe stage, I mean, we have world class physiques. Not only world class genetics, but we're getting those world class genetics dialed in 100%, and it's taking things to a whole other level. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. And this goes from division to, it's not just bodybuilders. It's the men's physique competitors, the men's athletic competitors, the figure competitors. I mean, bikini. We see so many just, the stars are aligned and everything is working out. I mean, it's taking the physiques, the level of conditioning, the physiques that we have, it's taken into the stratosphere. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. What could be more exciting than that? You know, so that's what I'm really hoping. Not only do our local shows grow, our national, you know, our world qualifying, our Olympic qualifying shows, our world level shows, you know, I would really hope that it grows, you know, from the ground up, you know, because it's there. The talent is there. The excitement is there. The inspiration is there. We just got to, you know, everything just needs to come together for it.
Yes. And you know, I think the one thing that has to happen, and Skip LaCour had touched on it when I did the interview with him, he said, you got to be all in because people are going to talk about you anyway. And I think sometimes our humble nature gets in the way of our hunger nature, because we are hungry. I mean, anybody with passion is hungry. And when I say that, it's in a sense that most people might not understand. That hunger is a drive to improve. No matter what it is, it's a drive. And, you know, I love, as a natural athlete, you can speak about it everywhere you go. And there's no shame in it because it's all you and the hard work that God has blessed you. So we don't have to fear that. And I don't know why we do. It's, you know, like when we say things, it's almost with a disclaimer. And I'm thinking, why should we be ashamed of being natural athletes? We're driven to be natural athletes by the very passion that drives us to be human. And yet, for some reason, we take a step back because we don't want to offend anybody. We're offending them just by walking in the room. You know, if you're in any kind of shape, somebody's going to question the way they look just on you being there. But that, like you said, we're supposed to rock the boat that way. I'm supposed to challenge you to be in better health. And no, I'm not eating. And no, I'm not doing drugs. And no, I'm not doing things that would make you ashamed around your family, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your kids. This is something you can aspire to do as well. And we should be rocking that boat. And when people come and watch, like the Midwest State, the OCB Midwest State, there was a lady I watched for 3 years going to that show. She was one of the door attendants. First time she saw it, she said, there's no way they're natural. Second time she saw it, she said, you know, a lot of these people look better than they did last year. Third time, she already had a membership.
No, see, and that's what it's supposed to be about. You know, it's, you know, by the way, love Ray's show. You know, definitely is on my calendar every year. But you're right, though.
Yes.
You know, what happens on stage, you know, we shouldn't be anything that we're doing to achieve the physique that we have on stage, we shouldn't be ashamed of what's going on behind the scenes. You know, what we should be proud of having these natural bodies, these natural physiques. You know,
yes.
If we're doing things behind the scenes that we don't want to know, you know, we don't want our friends, our family, our children to know about, how does that not make you second guess? Maybe what I'm doing isn't the way. You know,
exactly.
So you know, to have, we should be proud. We should be proud of being natural athletes. You know, because it really is, it's an inspiration. You know, because again, it's not just the stage. And that's what, like with the Mayhem, when we, because all proceeds were donated to charity. And we went through a lot of different charities, looking into them, find out where the money is going. We picked Teen Challenge, which is you know, it helps with teens and adults and families with drug rehabilitation. I thought, what better fit? You know, because with the Mayhem and just our Natty Nation, we're not just about being natural on the stage for that moment. It's about being natural and like drug free in life. You know,
yes.
And that's where, again, it falls back on, it's not about passing a drug test. If we're going to promote health, if we're going to promote our sport, it doesn't stop with just the stage.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, I said that when I'm at work and people ask me about things, I can answer them honestly, openly, and without shame. When I'm at the gym, the same thing. You know, the weekend, it was... Well, you know some of the story, but there's other things that's been happening, and the kid was saying that he was so happy that when he saw me busting my butt in the gym, that he knew one day he'd be able to do it too, and the fact that I was natural let him know he could be around his mom and dad when he did it, and that kind of just floored me because it's like he would ask questions, but I never knew he was watching like that. But, you know, every move I was making, he could basically tell you my routine when I came in the gym just by asking me what was I doing that day. He would be in the right place at the right time to watch me do that circuit.
And that's what it's about right there. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And that makes it, because it's, sometimes we feel like we are alone in this, you know, and that we're grinding it out and we're fighting a losing battle. It's moments like that you know that you're doing right. And for every one person that speaks up and says something to you, Kaylin, you know that there's a dozen out there that haven't said anything, but you are, again, you are that beacon of hope. You are showing the world, us as natural bodybuilders, we are showing others it can be done naturally. You know, and that's what I absolutely love. And that's, even for me, that's what drives me. Because it's not just about us. We're a part of something so much bigger.
Exactly. And you know, there's no shame in it. There's no fear. You know, it, the drive is real, and you don't have to worry about, you know, like you said, there's no closet life. You know, when it really gets me, like when people talk about sweating, I'm not afraid to sweat. I'm not afraid to work hard. And I don't care if people see me not at my best, but doing my best. And I think, you know, we've gotten, I don't want the social realm to take over who I am as far as the passion realm. And, you know, I don't need to be taking selfies. And you know, God bless that we can take them and look like we should be taking them. But I don't feel like I have to take a picture where I'm drying, taking all the sweat off so I can make this a good one, no filter.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if you see me with sweat on me. It doesn't matter to me because that's who I am.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know we are cutting short on time. And I got to get back to a few of the mayhem details here. You care if I, can I give a quick shout-out to a few people?
Hey, please do.
All right. Just want to give a shout-out to my loving wife, Steph. Love you with all my heart. And thank you for everything that that you've blessed me with, including our new child that is on the way. Shout-out to Joel Aperto, my brother down in Minneapolis, St. Paul, helping me out with everything with the mayhem and in life. Vicky and Rich. You know, the founders, two of the founders of DFAC. You know, thank you for everything you've done. Kalen, I got to thank you, brother. You know, it's you're definitely, I wish we were a little bit closer, but even us being 7-8 hours away, you know, I'm glad that we can connect as often as you and I do. You know, the 150 competitors that are coming to the Mayhem, thank you so much, because without you guys, it'd be a pretty boring show. So I got to give a shout-out to all 150 competitors. Nobody want to see just me on stage. And then, you know, just everybody that's been a part of this journey, not only with myself, with Team Classic Physique, with the Mayhem, but just, you know, our fitness family in general. It has been an absolute blessing to be a part of something so amazing. And, you know, whether it's the shows, whether it's the people that I've met in the gym, you know, the people that share their journeys with me, you know, every night I go to bed with the biggest smile on my face, knowing that this is what life is about. You know, it's about helping people in their journeys, and it's just I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be on the show with you, Kalen, and cannot wait to see you, brother.
Hey, I can't wait to see you too, man. It's going to be a special day, and I know God has His hand in it. Like I tell JB all the time, it works because we have the passion to do right. And if you do right, good things happen. I don't care how many blockades and speed bumps might be in the way. It doesn't tear up the road. The road is always there.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you, Leaf. It's been a wonderful show. Congratulations. My goodness. I'm really thankful that you brought that news on the show. Man, you geek me. I'm gonna have a good workout tonight. You know, and no matter what happens today, I'm gonna work through it because we are who we are. Yeah.
There you go. I wish you the best of the health, and I can't wait to see you.
All right. God bless you, man.
You too, my friend.
I'll talk to you later. And tomorrow we have Darren Steen on the show, and he's one of the competitors on the pro side for the Minnesota Mayhem. And we'll be speaking with him because he's had a lot of things happen this year that are good as well. So stay tuned tomorrow and at the regular time. This was a special episode because Leaf is a special guy, and he had some news that he was ready to put out there, and I'm just thankful to God that he was able to share it with us. So everybody have a blessed night, and I'll see you at the gym.